AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Secretary of State Marco Rubio plans to talk with Denmark next week. Saga Magani reports it comes amid a renewed Trump administration push to take over Greenland.
Controlling the mineral-rich Danish territory that guards Arctic and North Atlantic approaches to North America has long been a Trump target.
This is not new. He talked about it in his first term.
Rubio told lawmakers this week the U.S. wants to buy Greenland rather than seizing it through military force. But the White House says the military is always an option. Denmark's prime minister says a U.S. takeover would essentially end NATO, of which the Danes are a member.
The Nordics do not lightly make statements like this.
European policy analyst Maria Marta Suut blames what she calls the president's bombastic language,
bordering on direct threats and intimidation.
Republican Senator Roger Marshall says while Greenland is vitally important to U.S. national security,
we can work this out without military forces.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. forces seized two sanctioned oil tankers linked to Venezuela today. At the same time, the Trump administration says it's selectively removing sanctions to enable sales of Venezuelan oil that it will oversee. An ICE officer shot and killed a Minneapolis driver during the Trump administration's latest immigration crackdown. Lisa Dwyer has details.
During a news conference in Texas, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem placed the blame on the woman who was shot.
They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over.
In Minneapolis, from behind police tape, protesters shouted,
"Shame!
The city's mayor, Jacob Frey, demanded that federal agents leave the city.
What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Donna Warder on the death of an infamous spy.
Aldrich Ames was a 31-year-old CIA veteran when he admitted being paid $2.5 million by Moscow for U.S. secrets. The betrayal was blamed for the executions of Western agents working in the former Soviet Union and was a major setback to the CIA during the Cold War. On Monday, Ames, who was serving a life sentence for espionage and tax evasion, died at age 84 in a Maryland prison. Prosecutors say Ames deprived the U.S. of valuable intelligence material for years. Before his sentencing, Ames told the Washington Post he was motivated to spy because of financial troubles. His wife, Rosario, was sentenced to 63 months in prison after pleading guilty to assisting her husband's spying. Donna Warder, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.